Running Rich Safety podcast is proudly sponsored by our friends at X-Miles. They're the one-stop pit stop nutrition shop for all of your nutritional needs. From Striker to Stroop Waffles, from Morton to Mountain Fuel, they've got it all down at X-Miles, and you don't even have to go to the shop. You can go onto their website, which is xmiles.co.uk, and order to your heart's content. And the best thing about X-Miles is they have this incredible build a nutrition plan feature, where basically you put in your race, you put in how far it is, how long you reckon it's going to take, how much you weigh, and it works out how many carbohydrates and calories you need before, during and after. And you can basically add products to your list, and it will tell you exactly how many calories, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, sugars, fibres, salts, caffeines, potassium, sodiums you're getting, which makes life very fucking easy and stops you from having to read the tiny, tiny writing on the back of the packets. X-Miles have given us a discount code. It is 10%, which is actually quite a lot when you're ordering in bulk. And the best thing about this is you can do it as a kind of pick and mix. So you don't need to order 26,000 Morton gels to get free delivery. You can get basically a couple of them, a couple of Stroop waffles. I'm obsessed with Stroop waffles. A couple of bits of scratch, a couple of pH gels, whatever it is that you want to put in your bucket. Make a little delicious basket and then get it delivered free with that 10% discount, which is quite a lot when you are ordering in bulk. My cupboard currently looks like an X-Miles storeroom because I just really do like ordering things and getting loads of money off. So go to the X-Miles website, xmiles.co.uk, order what you need, put in the discount code RWSY10 for 10% off, and away you go. As you've probably realised, this podcast does contain swearing. It contains chats about mental health. It contains chats about suicidal ideation. It's very, very honest, and it's definitely not the sort of thing you want to put on in the car during the school run. You have been warned. Let's crack on. Welcome to my podcast. Welcome, whoever you are. It's Running Won't Save You. It's episode 7 of season 4. I'm Ali Bailey.
I'm Holly Stables. We're starting this podcast a little bit later in the day, and I can see that maybe this wasn't a good idea. Because how many coffees have you had?
17. How many have you had?
I've only had one, actually.
As you know, listener, it's not episode 7, it's episode 9, but I had 17 coffees, and I think I was just wishfully thinking there's more episodes, but there's not. It's episode 9, so the last episode is next week, and sorry about that. I'm back to the podcast. Bye.
I can't have that many coffees, I'll be honest.
Why?
Feel a bit sick.
Oh. Get your man slave to get you some more.
Actually, I will. Can I have another coffee, please?
You don't need to say please.
Of course, my love. Did you hear that? You're so well trained.
Could I have one?
You could have one. Just put the kettle on. It's behind you.
What was I going to say? What was your favourite 90s TV show?
TV show?
Yeah. Did you have a TV in the 90s?
Shut up.
Some people didn't.
I can easily tell you, and you probably won't guess it.
I bet it was... I thought you'd say, like, The Word or something. Or
no.
Eurotrash.
No.
Oh, I don't know. The Cook Report.
Crime Watch.
Was it Crime Watch?
No, I did actually love Crime Watch. No, it was Red Dwarf.
Oh, God, that's so shit. Why? Why do you like Red Dwarf?
Red Dwarf. I had every... not up until not that long ago, I had everything on cassette. Video cassette. I was going to say DVD, but video cassette. I had all of Red Dwarf. I just love Red Dwarf. I was obsessed with it.
Can you watch it now?
After Red Dwarf, I had Crichton, who lived for 25 years. Crichton and Cat. Cat died within the first 2 weeks, got run over. And Crichton lived 25 years. So, yeah, had the worst breath in the world. If he opened his mouth in the room next door, you could smell him.
Oh, that's nice. I've had boyfriends like that. Red Dwarf. I never got into Red Dwarf. I always thought people that watched Red Dwarf were dweebs, said the biggest dweeb there ever was.
Yeah, quite geeky. I don't know. I just loved it. Oh, 90s. But I mean, yeah, I wasn't a big Friends person. Like, Pete loved Friends. That's not, I can't, you know, when people quote Friends.
Have you watched Friends now?
Yeah, I
That
mean,
shit is bad. It should be cancelled.
I watch like some of them, but it's not like, you know how people go, they quote it, and I just like, yeah, I don't really know what you're talking about. And I was like,
No.
what? You've not watched Friends? I'm like, no, it wasn't my thing. It was a bit too happy clappy.
I've seen
Whereas,
every episode of Friends, and Oscar, Julia's
have you?
son, stopped watched it again like about 2 years ago, and I was like, this is completely inadequate because they are just mean and horrible, like awful.
You say that though, but do you know what? I started watching it again, and it's fucking brilliant.
What?
The Osbournes.
Have
The
you?
Osbournes is just, I mean, I watched the first series and I remember thinking, oh, they're really bad, they're really naughty. And now you watch it now and they're like, they're actually really tame. But there's Ozzy was just
Have you
absolute.
started watching it because of I'm a Celebrity?
No, because I don't watch I'm a Celebrity. I don't have a
It's
TV version.
so good, I'm a
Hang on,
Celebrity.
who's on I'm a
Jack
Celebrity?
Osborne.
Oh, I love Jack Osbourne.
So do I. I love him. He's aged like a fine wine and he's really, really
Yeah.
nice. I really
Yeah,
like
well,
him.
on I think it's on Netflix. There was so you got the you could rewatch all the Osbournes, and then they'd obviously did a interview thing with all of them again not long before he died.
Oh.
Have you need to go and watch that because my God, not only Ozzy's just the same, just obviously a lot older and just crazier, but they had Jack on, who again I was like, wow, he's turned
Where
out all
did
right.
that come from?
Yeah, and then Kelly, who just looks just more grown up and hasn't got pink hair.
I thought that Kelly's had loads of work done, hasn't she? Like, I didn't
Oh,
recognise her. I saw her on
hang on a
Instagram
minute.
yesterday and I was like, fuck
Sharon,
me.
have
Oh,
you
really?
Sharon?
I gotta do a little Google.
Look at Sharon now. Something awful has happened to Sharon. Obviously, she got a lot older, but I think she forgot to eat for like 20 years.
Oh, I can't wait. Well, there's
It's
any old pictures
a
of her.
lot of work. She's lost so much weight that her teeth are coming out of her face.
Wow. Oh yeah, I can see. Yeah, that's not great.
No, it's not. It's not. It's quite sad to watch, but yeah, anyway, that's Osbournes. Go rewatch Osbournes if you watched them originally. I guess, was it the 90s or 2000s,
I don't
probably?
know, but I'm going to rewatch it because I love Jack Osborne.
Yeah,
And
watch it.
I think I hope H wins because I love H, but I also love Jack Osborne. Oh, honestly, it's fucking brilliant because they're also it's really interesting to watch the connections between them like forming, and
I've
they're
always
just
loved them,
they've
that quote.
always. They've like got this little group together, and it's not fake. It's like, well, I don't think if
Yeah.
it's fake, they're manipulating me to a high level because it's
Yeah.
just really lovely that I just love it.
It's
Welcome to the
both.
running pod. This is a running podcast. This is not a
Is there a
TV
runner in it?
review.
Is there any runners in it?
No, there's a footballer, Alex. What's her face? He was the Team GB. What's her name? Oh God, that's so bad that I can't remember her second name. She's amazing though.
Okay.
There isn't
Alex
any
Football.
Alex footballer. There isn't any other sports people, I don't think. Just
There's
Alex.
Spencer's part wife.
Vogue, yeah. She's actually great.
Yeah,
I
I
don't know
really like
why. I don't know why she's fucking married to him. Jesus Christ.
money.
Props. Anyway, this is a running podcast, and now we've spent 5 minutes talking about television. So
Is
that's a
that how it
bonus, isn't it? Tis the season for TV.
works? I know. Just started working through. We're going to start the old Harry Potter as we start this month. We do Harry Potter's, Lord of the Rings, and then classic Christmas films.
Do you like Christmas?
Good question. Pete is Mr. Christmas, I guess.
Is you dress up as Santa and go down to the corn exchange, get kids to sit as that?
Doesn't go quite that far.
It's actually called Cheese and Grain, not the corn exchange, but anyway.
Was about to say that. I think that's Bristol. Is it the Corn Exchange? No, but Pete is. But I'll be honest, I have been hit and miss. But this year, we are actually getting to Christmas because we are actually, for once, doing what we've always said we'll do, is not go to our families and go to a cottage in the middle of nowhere. So we're actually quite looking.
It is so freeing.
It's just that I love my family, but it's just a bit
Are you
relentless.
where are you going? Don't have to give me the address, but where are you going?
We're going down. We're staying. We found this like tight, this little studio cottage that's literally on the coast path between. It's called Welcome Bay. It's between Bude and Heartland.
Oh, how long are you there for?
Like literally 4 nights.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, and
Nice.
it's like one of those places that's got. It's got no TV. It's got a wood burner. It's got a little beach literally outside the front door, and that's it. That's all we need, and a big sofa.
Sounds amazing.
And an oven, because I've just ordered the chicken.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah. That's what I did this morning.
So
It's so
organized. I'm just going to go Waitrose on Christmas Eve and look in the bargain bin.
no, on M&S, Christmas Eve is the best thing. You just get all the
Exactly. There's a big one in Ringwood, and I'm like, let's go. That's what I'm going to
I'm
do.
fucked if it's all gone.
Yeah, but I don't
Well,
really. I'll just get. I'll just make sure that I get a massive bit of meat early, and then because I'm so vegetarian. Right, let's talk about running. How is running? Running, 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 running. We're back into running.
running's good, yeah. I'm doing it. You doing it?
Yeah. Guess
You did
what's
a
this?
night run.
Guess what's this weekend? This Saturday.
It's what's
It's 5K
exciting. It is
SmackDown.
Ali's 5K
It's a SmackDown.
SmackDown.
It's SmackDown.
Weather looking okay, right?
I don't know. I've not looked. I'm not going to bother. What's the point?
I have. It's good.
What, in South Wales?
I've got some intel on your course.
Oh, thanks.
It's fast.
Yeah, I know.
So
I'm going to start at the front.
we need to talk about this. I don't know whether we talk about it on here or we talk about it offline, but you need to make sure that you start off at slightly under the pace, as in, sorry, slightly slower than the pace you're going to go, so that you don't go off crazy and turn into jelly.
Okay.
So
Jelly, jelly.
jelly legs. So that we get the results that we want. You need to wear your fast shoes. You don't need to. You need to be wearing very little on your body, so you're really light. I don't want you wearing backpacks. I don't want you wearing
I was going to
waterproofs.
do it in full spine kit. Can
I did coach someone one
you
year,
imagine? I
London
turned
Marathon.
up with my full spine kit. Like, I'm going to smash this.
No, honestly, this is like so I coached someone to do London Marathon. She was going for the championship qualifying time, so under 3:15. She got it by 1 minute, but when she finished, and it was a very, very hot day, I was out at the finish. I had no idea that she'd ran the whole thing with a backpack full of water. I was like, what are you doing? And she's like, well, it's hot. And I was like, I know, but they do have water for the course. I mean, luckily she did the time, but it hadn't occurred to me that I'd need to talk to her about stuff like this.
No, I will not be wearing a waterproof. I'm like, it's 3 miles. I mean, I'm going to try and get my sister to come down there with a big coat for me, because there's nowhere to put anything, is there? And
They normally have an area you can put stuff at the start and
I
finish,
need to
but
get
they're
a
like,
barcode. I don't have a barcode for Parkrun. I don't even know how
no,
to
you
do it.
need.
So I just need to check on how to do Parkrun. And then someone said to me, make sure you start at the front because it takes 10 minutes to get weave through people.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, but I do know the race directors messaged me, so I'm pretty sure that.
Oh, you got an invite,
But
race
that won't
invite.
be a problem. Everyone get out of the way, give me a head start, basically. Don't overtake me.
And then
So
we'll
warm
start
me
the
up.
clock after you started. That'd
I
be really.
don't think I can capable of doing 20, but I think I can end up with a result that's got 20 in it at
Oh,
the
I definitely.
start. But I don't think I go under it.
I think it's going to be really tight because it is hard to run under 20, but I definitely think you can do it. But of course, you're going to run something with 20 in it.
I hope so. And this is funny, right? So I had a message from, I've had a couple of messages from people that are like, do you want me to pace you? And I'm like, I don't want you to come anywhere near it because I just want to be left alone, right? Sean Dyer, Sean Danny Dyer, my mate. Where are you doing it? If you're not too far away, I'll pace you, says Sean Dyer. South Wales, I said, and I just want to do it on my own, to be honest, but thank you. Sean says, this is a typical man, I get that. The less pressure, the better. Also, quite glad you said no. I'm not sure I can run sub 20 anyway.
Useful.
I could have definitely paced you for the first 2 miles, though. Such a man thing to say. What are you going to do? Peel off after 2 miles and get someone else in, like Mo Farah does?
The Breaking Two project.
Don't offer to pace someone if you can't do the pace. Top
No,
tip.
hundred
Yeah.
percent.
So anyway, I'm glad to get it over and done with. Once I've done it and it's over, thank God, then can I just go back to just slow running? Please.
Going to run slow again. You know this. I know what's going to happen. You're going to fall in love with it. You're going to want to run a sub-3 marathon. You're just going to love it. You've loved this secretly. All this stuff, all this sandbagging on Instagram.
Well, I have actually quite enjoyed myself.
I've just ran faster than I've ever run before in my life.
All right. I don't sound like that. I'm not on helium. I have actually quite enjoyed it, thank you, because it's made me think, realise I can do better than I thought.
I mean, I think, honestly, when I think about when we started working together before that, when I used to watch your stories, sorry, I should laugh. It's
Yeah,
just,
no, but you thought it was funny.
yeah, it was quite
We all
funny
thought
then.
it was funny. Everyone thought it was funny. That's the joy of me. I am a fucking idiot. And also,
No, you're not an idiot.
I get things wrong on the regular.
No, you don't. It's just I realize how it's you have to realize like how I honestly never thought you'd be running like low 6 minutes for stuff. Did you ever think you'd be doing stuff like that back then? I mean,
No.
honestly, yeah,
No.
it's just it's crazy.
Like the funny thing is at the start, I was like, whoa, just a 7 minute mile for a whole mile, right?
Yeah,
And I remember
that's
sending a
terrible.
message to you going, I can't believe, we're putting it on Instagram, I can't believe I can run a 7 minute mile. This is fucking amazing, right? Like I never thought I'd be able to do that. And now I look at it, I'm like, oh, fucking 6:18, that's not very good. It's
I know.
like,
Yeah, you at least
you
get
need
to
to
the right.
remember,
Yeah.
yeah, where you were 3 years ago. When I first saw the arc, David Miller took a photo of me coming through the Dunes of Doom. It's the first time I ever met Miller when I saw that photo, and I
This is
looked
what I think
fucked.
of, it's the art stuff.
Yeah, I looked fucked. A massive bag on. I don't know what was in it, like bricks. And I just looked so sad. And now I'm like, now I'm training for the spine with a 20-liter bag that's 5 kilograms and it's got all the kit in it. And I'm like, borrowing things off people that weigh nothing. And
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, this is actually okay. And then I'm looking at other people's bags and
Those
they've got
stories of them, like,
18.
going, that's okay, this is easy.
Yeah, they've got 18 kilos, and I'm like, what the point of this is, like, it's taken like years of like practice and like getting advice from people and having a really good coach and having and doing your strength and all that stuff, but you can get to that point, which is amazing, isn't it? And like even whatever I do on the weekend will be a PB. Whatever I do, it will be a PB. So that's and it has been a really enjoyable process because it's been really different. And I do think, as much as I joke about it, I will want to keep up the really speedy sessions because they've made a massive difference. They just
Yeah.
have made a difference. I did a race. I did the Three Peaks at night the other day, the Yorkshire Three Peaks. Me and Sam Lasau did it as a night run for training for the arc, for not for the arc, for the spine. And I've done that so many times. And it was nighttime and it was claggy and it was windy and it was raining. But the time we did it in is basically pretty much the same as every other time I've done it. Maybe a little bit quicker. It's probably like the third fastest time. And when I was running down the road to the car park at the end, it's 24 miles, 6,500 foot vert, I didn't feel fucked. Whereas usually I'm like, oh my God, that was so hard. Oh, look, he's like a little dog man. Hi, Pete. I thought
So
it was Lemmy. I was like, it's shaved off. That's Pete.
I'm just showing Ali Pete in the background crawling into the bedroom to get his underpants. Okay, bye.
Love you, bye.
but yeah, isn't it incredible by just doing, and this is a lesson for everyone. The difference with this training as well is comparatively if you're doing like marathon training, and marathon training does look very different because you've got the long, uncomfortable threshold marathon pace sessions, which are just exhausting in a different way. With the shorter stuff, you're going out and it doesn't take that long, does it really?
No.
And you can do a shorter cool down and stuff. I just give you a bit longer cool down because you are training for like 200 miles. But
I mean, a cool down that is 35 miles is a bit much after a session, but I do it. I do try and do it up and down the road.
she doesn't do that. You can get it done really quickly and you can incorporate just doing 30-second intervals into your training, and it's not that painful and it's quick, but you can get so much bang for your buck.
Us like and the thing is, the whole point of this was to do the hard thing, and the hard thing for me is 5K, right? And I was like, I don't want to do it, I hate it. The thought of going and doing it makes me feel sick. But now it doesn't, because it's been, what, how many weeks has it been? We started after Dragon's Back, didn't we? So 3 months,
It's not
like
fun.
about 3 months,
Yeah, it's a bit less than that.
maybe two and a half, because I took 2 weeks off. And I've gone from really being frightened of it and hating it to like being like, oh, actually it's not that bad, to actually quite, I've got to go out and do it after this, and I'm actually quite looking forward to it, because it's like, and I've it's what it's done is, as a coach, it's really helped me, because I've realized that if I run with joy and I'm like, it doesn't really matter what the time is, all that matters is that I'm having a really good time and that I'm running as fast as I can within that limit, then that's all that matters. Doesn't matter what the time is. Because the more you do that, the better your result will be. Like, you don't have to keep trying to hit numbers. The better you just keep just enjoying what you're doing. And I've given that advice to my athletes. And now I've got three or four athletes who fucking love their interval sessions and are like, it's just like being a kid in a playground, like with your mates, like running against your mates as fast as you can, and like being like, wee, instead of being like, oh God, I've got to hit this pace. And that's the point of the exercise, right? That's the point of running. The point of running is not to stress yourself out about it, because it's not your job. It's to have joy in it. And the more joy you have, the better your result will be. I honestly believe that.
Yeah, 100%. I mean, I've been, I'll be honest, I've been really amazed at how quick your sessions have been, genuinely. I'm not saying I didn't let you do them, but I've been like, oh, fucking hell, that's not bad, you know? It's good. And so you should be really pleased with that. And that's also, like you said, you've said, I'm not sure if I can do that, but you don't give up, and that's a really good.
Doesn't matter if I can't do it, does it? Because it's not about that day. It's about the process to get to that day. Maybe I'll go, oh, okay, it was 2026 or whatever. Maybe after the next, maybe in the summer I'll go again, but I'm not going to obsess over it because it doesn't fucking matter. All that matters is I've had a really good time doing it, and I've hopefully been an example to people that even if you think something's hard, you can still have a go at it, and then you can come out of it being like, do you know what? I'm really proud that I did that and stuck with it. And also, the other benefits of doing that fast running are your long runs are easier.
Anything else?
My whole body shape has changed. Like I didn't have much weight to carry, but I did have little muffin tops. They've just gone, and I haven't eaten less, and I haven't done anything differently. All I've done is spend 40 half an hour to 40 minutes once a week going
Running
fast up
hard.
a road. Like, it's fucking mad.
It is. It's a massive carb burn. It is. You
Yeah.
really the engine on, and it really burns. And that's what I've said to anyone that says to me, like, oh, I feel like I need to lose. I'm like, no, you're not going to do anything like that. We're just going to start doing some intervals, and that will make such a difference.
Yeah, I
And
haven't
that's
eaten any less. In fact, I've eaten more.
exactly because your metabolism has just been relit. And it's just because the thing is with us, with ultra runners or people that just, if you're just running a lot and just jogging easy, your body just gets really used to that. And it's just like, oh, she's going for another jog tomorrow. Just, you can cut your mileage. You don't even need to do as many miles. Add some intensity in. And when I say intensity as well, like running fast, like it doesn't have to be you're going to run at this pace. You could say, I'm going to go out and run 6 by 30 seconds just as hard as I can. And that can be on a slight incline, that can be on the flat, that can be on the treadmill, that can be on the trail, anything like that. You can make it fun. And that's the great thing about the shorter stuff. You could say, right, today I'm going to try and run 10 minutes or 15 minutes of really hard training, hard running, but I'm going to split that up in anywhere I want. And you could split it up any way you want. You don't have to be, oh, every week I'm going to do 10 400s or 12 400s or whatever, or 12 by a minute. Split it up. Just say, I'm going to do 12 minutes of volume today and I'm going to split that up how I want. Make it exciting. But I coach a guy who is in Scotland, and he's an actual an OCR coach, but I give him training sessions, and I know he does one of those sessions every weekend with his guys that he trains with. So I'm basically giving them a training session as well. So I say, this is your group session, have a bit of fun with this. And at the end, they'll do it with a tire attached to them or something. And that they can do whatever they want. I'm not interested in that shit. But they love it. So I just mix up the training every week. And
Yeah.
they think it's a whole new thing. It's not really. It's the same thing. It's
That's
just
the
slightly different.
fucking thing. That's the thing with you, isn't it? I'm like, oh, what?
You look at it, you go,
Oh,
what the fuck?
what's
And you go,
that?
oh, actually, apart
Same
from
as
when
last week.
Apart from you add on an extra 5 400s.
Yeah, by
But yeah,
accident.
it's just being just a little bit clever with the things. And as time goes on, as you have noticed, you'll be like, actually, I know what you're doing here. It's exactly the same. Is this a kissing book? What film is that? One of my favorite films. Come on, what is it? Is this a
Home
kissing book?
Alone.
And who says it? It's Fred Savage. Can you remember
Oh my
him?
God, I used to love him.
And what film?
I can't remember. I just remember the Wonder Years for Fred Savage. Do you remember the Wonder Years?
Yes.
That was brilliant. What film is it? Don't ask me. I don't know.
Princess Bride.
Oh yes, I was gonna say Labyrinth.
No,
Same biff.
another great film.
But when you think about Labyrinth, what you've got there is a man in tight trousers who steals a baby to try and get a 13-year-old girl to have sex with him, slash marry
Yeah,
him.
that's worrying, isn't it?
Yeah, it's
It's
not
like
great. I'll be honest with you. I don't think it's not great.
there's many films like that. Tom Selleck, Three Men and a Baby.
Again, not great. Not stood the test of time, has it, really?
This be edited out.
No, we're going to keep it in because it was a different time.
It
But now you
was.
won't be able to watch Labyrinth without thinking, wow, David Bowie's playing a paedophile. God rest his soul. Guess what? We've got an update on. Have you been, do you understand do you understand? Have you been listening to the podcast? Be
You
honest.
understand? Are you talking to me?
Yeah. No, who else am I talking to?
Oh, I haven't actually listened to some recently because I apologize, I
Did
haven't.
you
Like,
know
it's
the story of
time.
the non-binary, the guy that
Yeah, I
signed
know
up to
about
be,
him.
right. Well. The
Who put
investigation.
that on Instagram?
Are you friends with him on Instagram now?
No, I just look at
We
him when he
have to be very careful because somebody has said to me that they've worked out who he is from what we've said, which we haven't said very much.
How?
Because they're fucking geniuses. This person is a genius. It's
Detective.
not Kirsty. She's another genius. Kirsty is on the investigation team. She's actually quit her job at Vertebrae and she's now full-time private investigating this dude, or
Yeah.
not dude, depending on which race he's entering. He did a race at the weekend. He did a marathon, a city
Who did he do
marathon.
it as?
He did it as himself, as a man. His
Oh, as a man.
yeah, his results are up on the official results page. He did a
Let's do it.
320. I can't tell you where he did it because otherwise people can work out who he is. He did 320 as a man,
As a man.
which isn't really a Boston qualifying time, is it, for a middle-aged man?
I don't even know what the Boston qualifying time is. It changes, though, doesn't it, all the time?
It's not 320. It's nowhere near. I think it's about 305 or something.
Oh dear. So, how does he feel about
Well, Kirsty sent me a photo of him biting his medal.
that? My God.
And I would tell you about the photo because the photo just, there's something about the photo. I'll send it to you after this, which makes him an absolute cock. Even more of a cock than he already is. But yeah, it's like that's just an extra bit of evidence to send to Boston. He's actually done this race as a man. And here's a photo of him with his medal that he
Wow.
put on Instagram. So he's not even trying to hide it. Oh, it's so bad.
It is so
Anyway,
bad.
should we do some correspondence?
Yeah, we've got a lot of correspondence and I had a lot of questions actually, not only on my social media, but I also had some. I've got a sort of girls group WhatsApp.
Who's in the girls' group WhatsApp?
Well, this is a bit of a weird one. It's
I've got a
actually
girls' group WhatsApp as well. You're not
mine
in it.
are WhatsApp. I don't want to be in it. It's weird.
Fine. Don't be in it
There's too many WhatsApp groups. I can't deal with it.
then.
It's a. Don't you hate it when you go? I get invited to group. I go, it's another WhatsApp group. Oh, fucking hell!
I've
This.
heard a couple of the spine WhatsApp groups have been shut down because they've
Why?
got too much. Because they've got too much.
It's like the Facebook marketplace. It's like the Arc Facebook page.
Which is just incredibly amusing, is it not? But only if you can look at it from the outside in.
I mean,
Not
some of
be
the
in
questions have been about the shortest race. It's like, why are you worrying about it? It's like 12 miles, but now it's been made 15, so they're just shitting themselves. Okay. So yeah, this is the WhatsApp group. Actually, it's with some of the ex and current female front runners.
Woohoo!
There you go. We're all of a certain age, though. We're not the young ones, put it that way. So we've got some brilliant questions in. I haven't actually prepared any of them, so they are going to be a bit of a quick fire, but they're quite funny. And I'm going to ask you one of them first because it's quite broad.
Cool.
So, should running etiquette be part of the school curriculum? What is running etiquette, though? So, if you, this happens to me a lot, right? I don't know if it happens to you. When I'm running past some people, I or dog walkers, I always say, morning, or
Me
afternoon.
too, in that voice.
Yes. And I would say probably 8 out of 10, especially women that I say that to, completely blank me.
Ooh.
Yeah. And sometimes if I'm feeling particularly feisty, I'll go, morning.
Oh, you arsehole.
Yeah, again.
What do
And
you
no.
do? Do it in their face. I go right up to their face and go, morning, bitch! Like
Throw
that.
a bag in the air.
Did you not hear me? What's wrong with you?
I find it. And sometimes obviously you think, well, maybe they're having a bad day or they didn't hear me.
Maybe they've got their AirPods in.
No, they haven't got their AirPods. If they had, I'd understand that. But that does happen. And I'll be honest, it does irritate me a bit. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
And are they wrong?
Yeah. I don't know. Like in I'm in the north and you're in the south, right? And I say morning and they're like morning, and usually we start a conversation. Like
Yeah.
they're like especially if I'm out on my shorts, always a fucking conversation starter. Oh, you're brave. Like, yeah, I know. I am really brave. I'm talking about shorts in the winter, not in the summer. I don't live in Gilead. Yeah, usually I get a morning back. I do like a good morning and oh, do you know what? We were out in Edale the other week, me and my girls, a couple of my athletes. Actually, I'm going to mention Laura. Laura Fides Brown. She's one of my athletes, and she runs a camper van conversion company
Oh,
called Brown Bird. You have to go.
them.
She's
I
fucking.
don't
Have you seen her Land Rover Defender?
know that. No.
She drives around in a converted Land Rover Defender that's got a tent
They're
with a.
amazing, those
It
conversions.
is. It like, even me getting in it, I get like so excited. Pickle loves it. But yeah, have a look at Brown Bird conversions because they are incredible. She's going to do
They're
some
on
work on
good. lucky camper and stuff. That's how I found her.
Yeah, she's gonna do some work on the chimney for me. Anyway, she's gonna turn my chimney into a Land Rover Defender. Gonna be
Well,
amazing.
I did think of
Anyway,
it, but what could I know?
we were out on the Edel Way. We were out on the Pennine Way, Edel to wherever, and everybody said good morning and everybody said hello. I think it depends where you are. So I feel like where you're running, there's a lot of commute walking or dog walking, and people are just like, oh, fuck off. Yeah, down Valis, yeah. So I feel like that's like a commute for people, or like a dog walk for people. Where so I think they're not outdoor people.
There's no excuses for that. They should just say good morning back. I just think it's okay. Unless you're, I just don't, I just think you should say good morning back. Other running etiquette. In fact, actually, this was something I was asked about by Robin, the running accountant. Asked me the other day. He actually just went to my DMs and goes, "Have you got any stories about like snot rockets or spitting and other people not liking it?"
Oh yeah, I've snot rocketed on Pickle before and she doesn't like it. But I've never snot rocketed in front of anybody else and they've said that's disgusting.
No, so I've done it. When me and Pete started running together, apparently I used to do it a lot and it would land in his face. And he's
That's why I
already said,
liked it.
I know he liked it. He did say he liked that. So it's
I just saw him crawl into your bedroom on all fours. He likes it.
something. But I did once, and this is horrible, and I didn't mean to do it, but because I'm so used to doing it. And yes, I do snot rocket and I do spit when I'm out running. Obviously, not on people. I try and make sure I'm good about that. It's
Not
just
unless
something.
it's paid for, unless it's a Patreon experience.
Exactly. It looks a collab on Instagram.
Come for a run and be spat on by Holly Staples.
I mean, if people are going to pay me for that, then well, yeah,
Yeah,
fine. I'll stop.
£1,000.
Absolutely no problem. But I did actually spit when I was on the treadmill once in the gym.
Oh my God, that's
Yeah,
wrong.
and I was mortified because I just did. I was in the middle of a session and it was, yeah, it's disgusting. So that has happened. So I gave that to him a story. I think he's going to do a reel on it or something disgusting. So again, running etiquette that you shouldn't do that in a gym, obviously. But do you think that it should be taught as a school curriculum?
Well, I think that just maybe why exercise is important should be taught as a school curriculum. Because in my experience at school, it was like, you're not good at that, so don't do it. I don't think that's the same now, but like I wasn't very good at sports school, so I did. So they were like, go in the library and do some English. Like, you're just not good at this, so don't do it. You're not good at maths, don't do it. You're not good at science, don't do it. But yes, I think it should be taught. And also, one of the things about running etiquette is poles. So when people run with poles extended, like when they're not using them, if they run with the points at the back, they're like pushing the points out the back at the person behind them. And if they fall forwards, those points are going to hit the person behind them. And I've seen it happen in, it was actually in Namibia. Someone fell on a dune and like pushed their poles backwards and it hit the person behind them in the chest and really hurt them.
Because it
Because
was just
they're really sharp, you're stabbing people. So please, for the love of God, when people are carrying poles, can you run with the points facing forward? And throw, so you can throw them if you fall. Yeah. So you can fuck it. Do not run with the loops around your fucking wrists because you end up breaking your wrist.
fold them in your back.
Yeah, put them away. But like, so many people I've seen running along with their spikes at the back, and then there'll be a rock, so they'll slow down and stop, and the person behind them will run into the back of them. It's really dangerous. It does my nut in. Pole etiquette is like one of the key things for me.
I'd like you to do a reel on that, please. Next question. This is really good and very valid. Why are races so expensive?
Because they cost a lot to put on.
But some I don't believe do.
Like, which ones?
I'm going to be really bad here. I think some of the really big, expensive ones,
Like the
like,
spine?
well, maybe
Right,
because.
I'll tell you why. I know what it costs. So if you think about those big races, if you think about the spine, right? Actually, the spine is really cheap if you break it down to what it is, because those checkpoints are full hostels they have to hire for 2 weeks because they've got half a week before to prepare, half a week afterwards, and then the week you're in them, everyone's in them. So that's 2 weeks of hire of a hostel. I hired a hostel for a workshop for the whole hostel for 2 days, 3 days, £1,700. So imagine for 2 weeks how much that costs. Then think about all the volunteers have got cars and they reimburse their petrol costs. So the volunteers are working for free, but they're reimbursing all their petrol costs. When I last did the media team, I drove over the course of 5 days, 1,000 miles up and down the course.
You
Then
got
think
the
about the food. Then think about the insurance. Then think about the trackers. Then think about the safety team. Then think about mountain rescue. Then think about hiring the border hotel for a whole week. Then think about hiring all the stuff at Edel for a whole week. It is cheap for what it is,
many
honestly.
people do the race in total?
I don't know the answer to that question, but
How
not
much do
very
you
many because there's not very many places.
Okay, fine. I'll let you off on that one. But there is one, and I really can't remember what it was, but I remember adding it up, and it was like half a million.
What people do in the race?
No, that's how much they were getting in entry fees.
Oh no, I can tell. Well, it doesn't really matter what they're getting in entry fees because they are going to have to pay tax. They are going to have to pay their team. Then they are going to have to pay all the expenses. So really, and also, if you look at, say, take someone like Centurion, like
Deep.
they Centurion are cheap. Yeah, I think that they are cheap, but people think that they're expensive.
Oh,
They're
okay.
not.
Well, I
They're
wouldn't
not
say that.
expensive. And like, if you look at something like the arc of attrition, I'd argue that they're fucking taking the piss. Mainly because it's like they are because of the dynamic pricing for a start, that just does not make sense. But also because, and like if you look at someone like Dragon's Back, yeah, Dragon's Back is like a grand and a half or something. But until you've experienced it and then you actually sit down and you add up what's going on there, tents, a whole catering kit. Like a whole kitchen being moved to the middle of the fucking Carnedda or wherever it is, that is mad. Like it's so expensive for them to do that and pay all their staff. They've got a lot of staff. And honestly, you look at Shane Oley. I've never been to Shane's house, but I know people that have. Or like Phil or like Kev from the Spine. Or like Chris, okay, Chris King does live down Sandbanks, I think.
I was going to say, do they live in
But
Plush?
he's Beyond the Ultimate, not Spine. So he's only partially Spine. Beyond the Ultimate, again. You know, they give a lot of money back. I'd really do your investigations before you start saying that races are so expensive of what on what those costs are. Because I don't actually know a race director who's a multi-millionaire. I don't know one.
I do.
Do you?
It was, but I've forgotten his name now. Bath Half lived on Lansdowne and made a mint.
I don't
Yeah.
know. I don't. Most of my race director mates are not like haven't not got that.
I'm probably talking more about road races though here.
Okay, road races can get fucked. You can play this out when I go and do my marathon.
But good question. Maybe one for the audience. Get in contact. What do you think about that? Our race. Why are races so expensive? Or are they expensive? Or name us the race that you think is the most expensive and you get the least out of, blah, blah, blah. At what point does a watch become a wrist-mounted smartphone? At that point, when you
Well, I
hear it.
don't. When you allow the notifications, I don't allow any notifications on my watch.
Do I? In fact, I only wear it for running.
Do you? I wear
I don't
mine for
wear it.
everything. I love mine because I wear it for Sauna Ring and everything.
No, I don't want to be told how much sleep I've had or not sleep. I know how much sleep I fucking had, not enough.
Well, I think that take all the notifications off it. It's not for that. I have got a friend who has all his notifications on his watch and he's doing that the whole time because it's like text messages, WhatsApps, like emails. I'm like, what are you doing? That's just stress. Choose when you look. There's a
Well,
really
especially if
good.
you've got a smartphone as well.
Yeah, you put a really good thing up the other day with Prince being like, don't let the internet
I
control you.
love that.
That is what's happening. Don't let your watch control you. Your watch is a tool. You should
I
be
know.
controlling your watch, not your
And
watch
this
controlling you.
before it all, he was a genius. Okay, do runners actually run better in £300 plus shoes?
Better, what's better?
Do they run better? Do they run faster? Do they get less injuries? Do they feel better?
No, next question.
Have
I just, okay, I'm gonna put my
you
hands up
got some
now.
shoes recently, didn't you? I know, I saw that on Instagram. And you did look great. Well done.
I'm going to tell you now, I bought some super shoes off Vinted. They were
Super shoes.
£50. Yeah, because yours have run out.
Yeah,
The ones you
I was
gave me
thinking
ran
about
out.
that. Yeah.
Yeah,
So what have you
so
got?
I got some Asics. I got the ones that are very similar to yours, but not the same.
Are they the MetaSpeed Sky or MetaSpeed Paris, MetaSpeed Edge?
Something like that. But they're very similar to the ones you gave me. Can't remember. I'll send you a picture after this. But they were 50 quid and they've only been worn twice because they didn't fit
It's
the
probably
person.
from one of the front runners.
Yeah, and I'm like, well, I'm going to use them for when I'm doing my sessions and I'm going
And
to
you know.
send all of your stuff, and actually I've got a load of stuff to send to jog on because they will recycle that stuff when it's at its end of its life, which my shoes are at the end of their life. But I was like, well, these make me feel quick. They make me feel quick on those sessions, but I would never wear them for longer than 6 miles because I just feel like it would be awful. So yeah, they do if you and also when you're doing a session, to put the best into the session, it's like fuel yourself well, wear the right kit, make sure you feel like you look good, because if you feel like you look good, you perform better. So yeah, 100%, but I wouldn't ever wear those shoes for anything. I wouldn't wear them for a marathon. I just wouldn't do that because I'm not quick enough. It'd take me 4 hours to do a marathon and I just feel like I would
I
die
don't
if I
think
wore them.
they were not quick enough. That's a that's what a lot of people say, and I wish people wouldn't say that. But no, I think you're right about, for first of all, you said you've got new shoes, but you didn't. You got them in Vinted, so that is secondhand. So well done, and good.
Thanks.
It's a good deal for
Oh my
2 quid.
God, I love Vinted.
Yeah, I love Vinted as well. So that's really good. That is a hack I would say to everyone. If there's a shoe that you really want, go on Vinted, because Pete gets all his from Vinted as well. We have literally have a, something coming every week. And also in terms of the super shoes or carbon shoes, carbon plates, yeah, I sell to everyone that I coach if they want to, that it is a definitely much better to be able to do your sessions in those. Maybe, shorter or longer sessions, and for races, they do make, and they're not cheating, they are legit.
They're performance enhancing.
Yeah, but try them. Obviously, don't just wear them and put them in a race and wonder why you're coming
Do
back.
you think that this is not, and that's supposed to be controversial, but do you think that if how much you weigh makes differences to super, how as to how super shoes affect performance? Like, I don't feel like they've got a lot of support in them.
Oh, how much you weigh affects your performance.
Is it how much you weigh affects your, yeah, I suppose, but I just worry about. What I worry about is people seeing these super shoes and then buying them and then running in them and not having the strength or the to be able to support themselves in the shoe because they're
More of
not very supportive.
no, it's a possible more of a stability issue, and that doesn't really have any. Yeah, quite a lot of time, if you are heavier and if you overpronate, then it's going to be an issue, and you're probably going to get injured.
Yeah.
But it's all about just stability and whether you pronate or how you land it in your shoe. If you're a real heel striker and you get someone to, I mean, you'll see it. If you could do part run, you'll see so many people of all shapes and sizes and abilities, and they'll all be wearing carbon or like Vaporfly, something like that. And you'll see a lot of them look so horribly unstable. 5K, you're going to be all right. If you're going to wear them all the time, I've seen them in people in marathons, they look just so unstable. Just get someone to look at you running from behind and seeing how you run in them. But I think for
When she
like
says somebody, she means an expert, not just someone in Sainsbury's. Excuse me, can you just watch me run down the aisle?
look
Hey,
all right.
you look fine.
But yeah, it's that a lot of the time they're not massively stable, but they make run fast and they look pretty.
And they're terrible for the environment. Just gonna add that in there.
I'm sorry, I'm just reading some of these questions. They're hilarious. Sorry, what's this one?
So watching your mum read it. It's like talking to my mum on the phone. Oh, hang on a minute. The man from next door has just turned up. I'm
Is
glad that.
brilliant. This happens, how many times has this happened to you? How do you politely escape a conversation where someone explains how running ruins your knees?
You should usually use a 1-inch punch to the throat. That's
But
it.
how many people said to you who don't run, or what about your knees?
They don't do it anymore, but they used to. And I've said, I don't politely escape it. I just
About
that's a
your knees?
it's
What
a
about
myth.
your knees?
It's a
Because
myth.
that running is better for your knees. Obviously, not probably 300 miles through the desert or 200 miles, 200 something miles in the spine. Probably your knees are going to be a
Yeah, but
bit sore.
training for that is good for your knees. Doing your strength is good for you. I always say that's a myth, and actually, it's about how strong you are and how you're supporting your knees. And I, because I do my strength and my intervals and my long runs nice and slow, my knees are extremely strong.
You are bloody strong.
Yeah, I know. I'm like an ox. Look at this little hippo tattoo. That's me. Hello.
Right, this is a good one. Talking about your rest day that you took the other day, yesterday.
Yesterday.
Okay.
That's what I was going to raise is the hard thing today. It wasn't that hard. I just didn't want to go.
It's quite easy, wasn't it, to have a nap?
Yeah. 2 hours sleep I had.
I probably limit my calories more than I should on rest days. Is this okay too?
No.
Okay, this is a brilliant question because a lot of people do this, I think. And when you have a rest day, it's actually probably one of the most important days of the week. I know people say this and you go, oh, yeah, whatever. But it is true. Like a proper rest day, whether it's scheduled or unscheduled, is a day where you're, for me, so my rest day was on Sunday. I felt starving and I ate more than I normally ate. And that's okay. It's actually a good thing. You should probably eat more on your rest days as well because it's your day to, yeah, recover, just get ready for your next day, whatever that is. If you're going to do a hard session, whatever you're going to do, but it's definitely a day to reap the rewards of the week. And yeah, you shouldn't be restricting your food. Definitely not.
Think about it like this, right? You get your car and you drive it every day for 6 days, quite far. Then on the seventh day, you know that the next week you're going to have to do the same thing. You're going to have to drive another 1,000 miles, right? Do you just leave your car, or do you check its tires, fill up its like oil, like make sure that it's fit for the next, fill it up with petrol, make sure that it's fit for the next bit of the journey? Or do you just leave it empty and hope for the best? That's what you're doing with your body. Like, I'm like, you, with my rest days, yeah, so yesterday I was supposed to run 10 miles, but I had a really big weekend. It wasn't that big. I mean, I did a night run, but also I didn't get home till 2 o'clock in the morning. The next day I didn't get home till 1 o'clock in the morning because I was driving, and then the next day I was up really late, and I didn't, and I, on the drive home, I was like, I'm fucking knackered. I'm just going today. What's best for me is to have, is to sleep in the time that it would take for me to run. So I'm just going to do that because I know that that 10 miles will make no difference to my training, but the sleep will, and eating really well will, and resting really well, really will. Because I always say this to my athletes, the magic happens when you're resting. The magic happens after you've left the gym, you know, when you're sat in front of, I'm a celebrity. Like, that's when, like, your body is making itself strong and fixing itself ready for the next bit. And you have to fix yourself ready for the next bit. You have to do it. It's just as important. And when you start seeing rest as training, instead of seeing rest as being lazy or like the fucking what our parents were like, you know, don't sit in front of the TV, your eyes will go square or whatever. When you see that rest as training and it's a vital part of your training, it makes the whole thing much easier. And with experience, I felt no guilt yesterday, none at all, because I was like, I know what's best for my body. And this is best for my body. In a minute, after this call, I'm going to go out and do my session. And I'm going to go and do a fucking brilliant job because I had a rest day. I ate a stir fry that's designed for two people for one person. And I had two
Fine.
crumpets yesterday. And I had like a load of really nice food. And I snuggled up with pickle and went to sleep. And had like probably yesterday, I got a good 10 hours with the nap and with normal sleep. So now I'm ready to fucking rock. And it will probably take, it means that my session will be amazing. And it means that I'll feel better for the rest of the week. The end.
And get injured.
Yeah, I won't get injured and I won't be
I
fatigued.
can do it the
Yeah, we have to remember, I am training for the spine race. That is a thing that's happening. And I cannot go into that race fatigued. I just cannot. Like, I'm really looking forward to a really good Christmas where I go out and I run and do my running. And then I come back and eat fuckloads of food and have really good sleeps because I've taken 2 weeks off work. I'm going to be in Ringwood, then I'm going to be in Cornwall. So my rest time is
woo.
maximal. Yeah, I'm going down Cornwall. I'm staying in like a hippy dippy like retreat on my own.
Are you, is this for Christmas?
No, I'm going down for New Year. So I'm going down on the 28th, stay until the 3rd. I'm in Ringwood for Christmas. But I'm going to be training, but I'm also going to be resting as hard as I possibly can.
Oh,
Like,
yeah.
and it's not about deserving the rest. I really want people to understand this. You don't deserve the rest. It's
Or the
part of
food.
training.
100%.
Yeah.
I know, I'm looking forward to that so much. Going out on the
You
run.
got to shovel in the coal. Shovel it in. Shovel in the food. Eat more on a rest day. Like, this fucking, you know, it's about mindset, feeling guilty about food. It's mindset.
Coffee Waller has just come in. Thank
Oh,
you. Could
fuck off. You've had two and I've had none.
you take that away, please? This is what I have to deal with, this language when I'm doing
That's
this stuff.
not fair. I'm so alone.
Lovely.
Pickle. Make me a coffee pickle.
Because I get fucked. Okay. Right, another question for you. Before we stop this silliness. Hang on. Can't read it. Okay.
What's that face for?
Are there competitive runners with varicose veins? Got them young and need hope. I don't know about that. Sorry about that. I don't know anyone listening, any competitive runners here who've got varicose veins, to let us know. And what's the deal?
Or just
Thanks.
non-competitive runners. What does it mean to feel competitive?
I've got no idea. I know that I did have a mate who did have varicose veins and he had them taken out. Horrible operation.
Yeah,
Sorry about that.
I know people that have had it done, and it takes a
Yeah.
lot of recovery.
A lot of
My
recovery.
sister's got a bit of varicose. Sorry, she's gonna fucking hate me. Sorry, Janie. My sister's got some varicose veins, and she ran 100 miles. It doesn't really affect her at all. I think it's probably more about vanity than it is about
You
performance.
have got to be careful with because my mate who had them, they were quite bulgy on his calves, and he had to be careful with, like, because we did a lot, it was when we were doing a lot of track work. He had to be really careful, like, not spiking himself, because that is not
Oh,
good.
really? Was it bleed a lot?
Yeah, it would bleed
Yeah.
bad. So
Welcome
there
to
you go.
the doctor's corner with two people that are completely unqualified to talk about this. Has anyone got varicose veins and do they know about them? Is there any doctors listening? I'm not talking about doctors like Dr. Dre or Dr. Fox or Dr. Oetker. I'm talking about doctors of medicine. Hannah Rickman, Hannah and Sam. What is the deal with the varicose veins?
Right, the next question. Don't make me laugh because I actually need to do a wee.
But why
Is
don't you
it
get Pete to come in with a fucking bowl so he can piss in it?
realistic to run a first 50K Next spring, if you can only train 3 times a week because of kids, work, etc., love the pod. Kiss, kiss.
Depends what the 50K is, depends how fit you are, depends who you are, depends what the training is.
I love that. It always depends. But I would say, yeah, go
Me
for it.
too. If it's Shi Ultra or something like that, which is great, it has no cost, then fucking go for it. Sure.
Exactly. It's like the person who was it that messaged us that they were planning to do something like UTMB in 20 years' time, but they'd be ready. Do you
Can't
remember
remember. Yeah, 7 years. I've worked it out. It's Kate Rath. 7 years for Kate Rath.
that?
Okay, then.
Wow. Now, don't ask
Kate
us
Rath
that.
will be AI by then.
Don't ask us that. We're doing like a 200-mate race next week.
Exactly.
Okay. Well, I mean, that's it, really, I
Oh,
think.
was that it? Is that all the questions?
Oh, no, I mean, no, hang on. I've probably got, there's probably some really other stupid ones. Hang on. Bear with, audience.
Bear with, audience. I've got loads of messages. Fucking hell. People just message. Stop messaging me.
Does perfect running weather even exist, or is it a myth like Bigfoot?
Bigfoot exists. He lives in your house. He's just bringing you coffee
Literally on the bed at the moment
and a
with his.
bowl to piss in.
And what is perfect running weather, though?
It
Because
was.
you're.
I'll tell you what was perfect running weather. It was yesterday or the day before when it was rock star weather. Cold, 4 degrees, clear, no ice. I can see your dog's penis.
It's nice outside anyway. It's cold, sunny, still, dry. I love those days, like crisp, or preferably really hot.
No, not yeah. Actually, I quite like really hot as well. I'm quite a really hot runner. But it's the perfect running weather exists when you train in all weathers because that way you're set for all. For all weather is perfect weather, isn't it, for running? But you have to be except for really high winds. But you have to train in it to make it perfect. You have to
And is
train in it.
perfect weather also dark in the dark or when it's light?
What do you
Like, do
mean?
you like running in at the night, in night? Like, so if you had to do so, if, like, so for instance, today I went out this morning before it was light.
Ugh.
But actually, it was lovely because sunrise was coming and it was just beautiful. But so that was okay. But I wouldn't be so happy about going out at dusk or at night because I'm just not really good at running later at night. I'm not a night person for
Depends on what you're
running.
training for. Like I did the other day when I was out on the Three Peaks, it was because I was like, right, is my head torch comfortable? I'm going to be running 16 hours of darkness for like a week. Like that's how it is. So you need to fucking make sure that it's comfortable. And yeah, the best weather at night is still and clear, so it's cold, but you have the moon. And if you have the moon, you can turn your head torch off. It's amazing. But yeah, it wasn't like that the other night. It was very, very windy and kept raining and lots of clag. And it was perfect spine training, like, because you couldn't fucking see anything. So it was like, focusing on your nav, focusing on your layering, focusing on your head torch. Because head torches, when they hit clag, you can't see where you're going.
Oh, awful.
So it's really handy. This is a top tip, actually. If you're doing winter runs at night, to have a hand torch because you can hold it low. And if you can hold it low, it's under the clag. So you can actually light up what's going on in front of you as
How
opposed
about
to it bouncing off.
those waistbands? They good as
Yeah,
well.
but they're not quite low enough. So they still hit clag. But if you can hold
Depends
it
how
like,
short you are.
yeah, I suppose it does. But if you can hold it below your knee, like it seems like a ball. Like on the Arc'teryx, it's really helpful because you can't see what you're running on because the clag is just all you can see is a clag. Whereas if you point the torch at the bottom, you are going slower, but you can see what you're doing. And it gives you a bit of confidence, especially on routes where there's lots of rocks or lots of mud. But I would say take your head torch off and hold it low, but actually you need it on your head. So try get a little light hand torch that's strong and hold it underneath the clag, and it honestly lights the way up. It just makes it a lot easier. I did that on the winds down, so it made a big difference.
Really good advice. We should probably do maybe a special before any of these races for it's probably too late then because people have got their kit, but stuff like that is quite good. I hadn't thought about that. Also just quickly as well, talking about the weather, do we have a prediction? What do we think the weather's gonna be like for the winter spine this year?
Don't know, it's
And
too far away.
what would you like it to
However,
be like
John
this year?
Kelly is coming over to do it, so it's going to be shit weather.
God's sake, why is he doing that?
I don't know. I was like, he's like, hey, yeah, see you.
Ruining it.
Fuck it out. Like, can you just give it a rest and stop bringing shit weather with you? If it was good weather, and I'm talking like, it can rain in the day, but not at night. No
Oh, right.
wind, no wind. 0 degrees, but not icy. Right, please. And rock star days of very beautiful sunrises. That'd be a beautiful sunrises, beautiful sunsets. The likelihood of that happening is minimal, but I have got my crystals out, and I recently put a hex on someone that didn't work. So the hex is floating around somewhere. So I'm going to try and reverse the hex and make it into a good weather hex.
Right, well, thank God for that. And Ark. What do we think the Ark's going to be? Do we think it's going to be.
Absolutely diabolical because it's been so good for the last few
I was
years.
going to say, I'm thinking that. It's definitely due for it, I think. It's definitely due for, I think, horizontal rain, wind. Just, I think it's going to be awful.
I think the spine's going to be amazing. It's going to save itself up for that weekend at the end of January, and it's going to be awful. You are welcome.
Right, well, thanks for that.
Are you doing it? So, are you? Do you think you're going to do it? How's your training going?
Well, it's so funny. I did my longest run last Saturday, and which was just under 20 miles. Not bad, 15 weeks ago. 15 weeks ago, I broke my back. So yeah, it's only like less than a quarter of the race I can do at the moment. But this weekend or Friday, I'm gonna have to do it on Friday because I've got some things on this weekend. I'm gonna probably go out for about 22, 23 miles, and I probably won't go out much further than I might do. I'll try and get my longest run before the race would probably be 50K at most. And that's all I need to do. And the rest of the time, for me, it's just gonna be oh, and I've also been really good with my fueling. I've been really practicing my fueling. Like I smashed, what did I smash? 78 grams of carbs an hour in my
Ooh.
runs. I've been really good at that, so trying to get myself used to that. So that's been my downfall, and obviously I
Have you
need to be.
found anything good from the X-Miles box that we don't know
Oh yeah,
about?
I'm working my way through the X-Miles box. Like it's been really good actually. There's been some really vile stuff.
Oh yeah, there's some vile shit out there.
Honestly, I tell you what I never had before, which I totally this weekend I never I had the Voom bar.
Oh
Voom.
no, I can't do that. It's too much caffeine.
Well, no, this wasn't a caffeine one. I don't think it
Okay.
was.
Yeah. Do you like the Vooms?
Well, no, I had never didn't even know what they were. I was expecting them to be like like a bit of an oat bar. I know
No,
they're
they're not.
like cake type bars.
Yeah.
They're really weird. Not sure about them. My favourite so far has been the Striker like bar, even though it's a bit like a breeze block, but I really like the protein bar. Gels, I had a Striker 50 gram gel, which is like that's really good. Again, I find them quite synthetic tasting. So I'll stick to what I know. And what else have I quite
Have you
liked?
tried the Cys Nootropics one? It's got 200 grams of caffeine and loads of taurine
No,
in it.
a Pete's got those. I've had that before.
It's so synthetic tasting. It tastes like the 90s.
Yeah, I mean that's what I mean. I think some of them taste like, I'll be honest, there's one called, is it beginning with V that they sent me, Vitra or something?
Is it the one that looks like Sex Lube?
Yeah, it's like light blue sort of packaging, sort of, yeah,
Yeah,
quite.
it is a pregnancy test. It's
Yeah.
weird.
And it tastes like petrol.
Yeah, that's not cool, is it?
Horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible. I really hated that. So all in all, it's been Stryker has been a big tick. What was this other thing? I had another one. I think was it. Oh, OTE.
Oh, yeah, the jelly ones.
Those jelly ones. I'm sorry, it was just jelly
Yeah.
and horrible aftertaste. I would just take a big block of jelly. I'd rather have that.
Yeah.
So no, that wasn't good. Oh, I tell you what I do really like is when it's really freaking expensive is those pillar drinks.
Oh, do you like the pillar drinks?
I really like them. So the magnesium sort of stuff, because I did a sauna, a ridiculously long sauna yesterday. I felt like I'd been at a nightclub for 3 days.
I
It was
love a
wretched.
ridiculously long sauna.
So I felt really dehydrated and knackered, and I smashed some of that. It was really good, really tasty. So yeah, so it's been half and half. I've still got a few things to go,
It
but
definitely is half and half, but I think because
yeah,
X-Miles have such a massive, like, such
I
a
love it though. I love
smorgasbord of
trying all the
stuff.
stuff.
Me
Yeah.
too, I love trying all the stuff. And like the Stryker rice bars have been an absolute revelation. I am gonna have to keep them warm though, because they get quite hard. So I'm gonna have to
I'm
like
going to
stick them
get
down my
some of them.
bra. I bought a whole box of them because they're amazing. Like 50
Have you
grams
got
of
the
carbs.
protein ones or
No, I've
the.
just got the normal ones. I've got the dark chocolate ones, but I think I'll probably end up going off them. I need to find something savory, and I don't think X-Miles do savory. I need to find something savory that works, because crisps get smashed up. There's not enough calories in them. Sandwiches go smingy. Like, I need to find bagels are just they're too hot. They're too. Remember, it's gonna be very cold. I need to find something. I really wish I ate pork, because like sausage rolls would be
Going to
perfect.
say sausage rolls, amazing.
Yeah, maybe vegan sausage rolls would work, but they get crumbly, and I've done it before. I've opened it, it's just crumbled, and it's just.
Popeyes,
Yeah,
need
but again,
Popeyes.
pork. I can't do pork. Like, I can do any. I will do any other meat, but not pork. Because pigs are clever. They look
What
like
about
us.
these sandwiches?
No, they get wet.
She, it's,
I think what I'm going to do is eat three course meals at every aid station,
Yeah.
I think this is going to surprise a lot of people, but I think I'm going to sleep at the first aid station, which is Hebden Bridge, which is 50, about 40 miles in, because I don't want to get back. I don't want to go backwards on sleep. And I think I can perform well in the second half if I really take the first half easy. That what I was going to ask you is, we'll talk about the spine at some other. Well, we've got one more podcast, me and you, because we're not doing a Legends episode because we did Sarah Perry and she's a legend. She's doing the Hill this weekend, just saying.
No, I saw that.
Now, with the arc, my last question to you is, with the arc, you are a competitive runner and you do that thing where you're like, nah, I'm just gonna like see what happens every time. But we all know,
I
really,
never say that. I
you've
never
got
say
your eyes on the prize, right? With the arc, is it going to be different because of the stage you're at in your recovery?
that. Yeah, there's two things. So I listened to Trail and Error podcast because it was an ARC special and it had Ferg and Jane on, and I love Ferg and Jane, and I wanted to hear what this, because I'll be honest, I've not really looked at anything about this UTMB race. You know how I feel about it. I don't want to be doing it because it's UTMB, but I'm doing it. And I was like, oh, I better check out what the situ is with all these checkpoints. You know that there's no checkpoint between Pendeen, because they're not doing St. Ives, all the way
What?
to Lelant.
Why aren't they doing St. Ives? That's a cut-off.
They're not doing St. Ives.
Yeah,
There's
but
no check
why not?
because
That's a
they can't.
cut-off.
There isn't a big enough checkpoint. There's not a big enough building because it has to be these massive buildings where you have like great big halls and everything.
So
They're
where's the
not.
cut-off?
No, I don't know. But you've got like, it's something like how many K, 30K or something of the hardest bits. You've got Zenner and there's no n nothing. And then people on the Facebook page are like, yeah, but what happens if there's someone said there's a water fountain and there's toilets in St. Ives. Of course there is. And depends what time you go through. There's like cafes.
Yeah, there's a
And
really
everyone's
nice
like,
cafe you went
yeah,
past.
I'm planning to go to the pastry place because I love the bakery in St. Ives.
There's the
Everyone's like,
shops. There's a white company. You get some candles.
oh yeah, but they're like, you can't do that because it's cheating.
No, it isn't. It's available to everybody.
I want to get water and use the toilets, of course I'm going to do
Isn't
that.
it crude? Can't you have crew?
No.
You can't have crew.
But you can have crew, but it has to be at the designated three places. It's the
Oh,
UTMB.
right. Oh, it's bollocks. What a load of old
Come on,
shit.
really?
Fuck that. I'm so glad I did it when it wasn't.
Guys, fill up water from the water fountain. You're not going to get DQ'd.
Guys, there's a sea. You could fill up water from the sea.
Also, the Arc of Attrition, it's not, you've not murdered anyone.
Yeah, you can fill up water from the sea. Because the people asking questions in that fucking Facebook group go, oh, yeah, great, I'll fill up from the sea.
How many times does your red light behind you have to flash? I don't know. Just put it on, turn
In
it on.
Anne, when you go to Godrevy, there's a really, really good cafe.
Yeah,
Oh, it's
exactly.
so
It's
nice.
thing that you pop up into. That
Yeah,
one.
really
Yeah.
nice.
So it's like, so yeah, sorry, going back to the question before I went to rant. So the podcast, they talked about them and they talked about the favourites. Like, so you've got your top ranked runners, which I didn't realise. I looked on the other day. So you can see for each race what the top rank, because of course it's attracting people from all over the world because it's UTMB. So you've got a lot of Americans coming over, French.
Yeah.
I'm one of the top ranked runners for the 100, which is hilarious, woman,
Wow,
because
that's embarrassing.
of my
Me?
UTMB.
Little old me? Oh. I would never have
My
thought.
points.
God, it's so embarrassing. Guys, have you seen this? I'm ranked.
Didn't get a mention.
Who didn't? You didn't get a mention of
I didn't get a mention on the podcast because they were saying who do you think is going to be
what?
top people? So they obviously mentioned Sana Duthie,
Oh, yeah, she's a fucking little unit.
and who else? Oh, like Sabrina Stanley. Of course, Claire
Courtney
Banworth.
DeWalter.
Claire Banworth's down to do
But she's
it.
doing the spine.
Is she doing the spine?
Yes.
Okay, right. She always does this. She enters like 15 races on the same day. Okay,
Yeah.
so she, yeah, there was that thought that she went. And then there's
I'd
like,
rather she didn't do the spine. That would help me immensely with my mental health about the whole thing.
she may not even do the spine. You never know.
No, she was
And
down for it last year. She
then,
didn't do it.
yeah, true. So yeah, so it's like I'm not even being thought of, which is good. I'm not being thought of as being anywhere near the front. And I'll be honest, I never normally do race. I normally do races when I feel like I'm in like good, really good position. And this one, well, I'm not going to be in the best position because I've not done the training I would normally do for it. But I have done some crazy races this year, which, as you know, that's still there.
But also, you've got loads of strength.
I've got loads
More
of strength.
strength than you've had before.
Yeah, and I know the course really, really well.
Oh, you know the old course? I
Has it gone and changed?
don't fucking know.
it is the same course, and although the other courses have changed, and I know the course. I love that. I just love that course. I love Cornwall, and I'm just gonna. I'm just going into it thinking.
Are you capable of doing that race and just being like, I'm gonna just chill? So I'm not gonna be tired afterwards. I'm gonna high five all the fucking, I'm gonna
Oh
say
no,
hello
I'm
to all
gonna
the
be fucked
dogs.
afterwards. I'm gonna be fucked.
But like, are you, do you think you have it in you to be able to go, I'm gonna just chill on this?
No, I know I would never do that in a race, but
Okay. That's what I wanted to ask. Like, that's what I wanted to
what I
ask.
am going to try and do though, genuinely, is try and be chill at the start.
Have you got a kill criteria for it? Like, if this happens, I'm going to stop. You don't have to know what it is, but have you got a kill criteria for it?
No, I'm not going to stop.
What, not even if you're like, this is really painful?
Well, only if I got like a proper injury, like I did the speed project. That's the only way that I'd stop. I wouldn't ever stop. No, I mean, like I've said, I can shit myself and be sick for 24 hours and I'll still do it. That's fine. But it's if I get, yeah, like if my back starts playing up again, I'll have to stop. Because obviously, cocodone is the main thing, but I probably would have done too much damage by then anyway. But if something like that happens, and I'll be honest, I mean, I think you're right. I think I've got a feeling the weather is just going to be disgusting. And I think that's going to be the
It
hardest thing.
hasn't been disgusting for so long.
Exactly. And I think it's
The
due
year
to.
I, the last time I did it, I was wearing vest and shorts at starts, running in my Centurion vest, and then suddenly it was the same with the summer swine, but that's in the summer. But I haven't, there hasn't been a day on there. There hasn't been a, when I've done it, like I've done it like 3 times. The first time was the worst weather, but it's never been as bad as like it was on the Dragon's Back. It's never been that bad for me. So I think you are due a fucking dickhead of weather.
Yeah, I think we are, and I think that, and I know what the coast path is like, especially as it's been really wet at the moment as well. And if it keeps getting wet, it's just going to be really awful on that coast path, like staying upright, etc. And I'll be honest, not it won't stop me, but I'm not I'm a fair weather runner. I love running in the heat. I love the heat. If it was a really hot year, which is not January, like I loved the speed project, even though it was really hard, the hotter it got, the better I
Me
got in the end.
too, man. I'm a hot person too.
Yeah, so to be honest, I've got to be, and I don't know what, as it's an age thing or hormones thing, but I get Raynaud's now, and my hands really bad, and if my hands start getting really cold and stuff like that, I'm just gonna have to just like really look after myself if the weather's like that, and that is gonna be.
If you want me to, I'll send you my spine gloves because I've got like 5 different pairs of spine gloves that are just thermal, and I've got mitts. So and I know I'll be done with them. So if you want to borrow them, I'll send them to you, and you can just take your pick from them, or give some to Pete so you can like add them into your mix. Because
That might be a thing because I've only got basically I've got one thermal gloves and I've got the Salomon over mittens, but I've
oh
only
no, I
got.
have got like, because I've borrowed, begged, and I've also bought Vinted like Prism, like all of the waterproof. I've got these black diamond ones that are just completely waterproof and windproof to go over any glove. So, because I'm like, I'm the same. I don't get Raynaud's, but if I my extremities get cold, I can't stop thinking about them. So I'm just like, that's going to be
I
key
think
for me.
that would be really good actually. We might talk about this off air. And also waterproof trousers. I'm really bad. I've got all my stuff is so crap and old, but it's fine.
You can borrow stuff off me. Like I've bought so much vintage stuff and pre-loved stuff. Like, and basically what happens, I use it and it'll go straight back on again, straight back onto pre-loved or vintage. But like, because I'm going to keep a spine kit, because I, look, guys, I'll probably end up doing it again at some point. But I'm like, you know, if it's that's the cyclical nature of the running. If you can buy off vintage or pre-loved and then give back to
Yeah.
vintage or pre-loved, everybody
100%.
gets to use it. And I think that's fucking magical. So that's what I'm doing. And honestly, pre-loved is amazing, but vintage is amazing too, because it's massive. And I've also sold stuff on vintage, loads of stuff on vintage. So honestly, everybody listening, don't buy new, because you'll find stuff with tags on. So
Don't
much
buy
stuff with tags on.
don't buy new stuff. I sold all my front runner kit on Vinted. Hilarious. People love stuff with front runner written on
Oh
it.
yeah, they love running stuff. Like I've sold all my bags and stuff. Like it's brilliant, and it's getting reused. I bought a Montaigne pack off there that's been, it was used once. It was £120 new, or £50 on Vinted. It's like, this is brilliant. Yeah, so good. So I love Vinted. I'm obsessed. Anyway, thanks for this. It's been helpful and good and great. I'm gonna eat some breakfast now, and then I'm gonna go and do my session. But
Woo!
I am supposed to go to the gym today, but I'm going tomorrow. I'm doing Stairmaster and gym tomorrow because I can't go to the gym twice this week.
Oh no. Yeah, I was gonna say you're on the same day as well. No. Crazy.
I'm hungry. I love you.
Goodbye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to the Running Won't Save You podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, would you mind nipping to Spotify, iTunes, wherever you get your pods, and just leaving us a review, but also hitting that subscribe button? God, I hate saying that, but it really does help us with our numbers, and that helps us to attract better sponsors, and that means that we can do this more often. So if you can do that, we will be very grateful. We are on Instagram. It's at Running Won't Save You Pod. And just a quick shout out to some people who I personally support and would love for you guys to check out as well. They are the Green Runners. You can join the Green Runners and get yourself a patch and feel very smug. Pair Ups, who will fix shoes. They send you shoe fixing kits. Look them up on Instagram. Pre-loved Sports, don't buy a new kit. You don't need it. The most sustainable kit you've got is the kit you're already wearing. So head to Pre-loved Sports website and you'll be able to buy amazing kits super cheap. I bought a Montaigne Gecko vest the other week for like £30 and I wore it for the Dragon's Back. It was incredible. Into Ultra are a charity who work to make ultra running available to everybody, helping pay for coaching, helping pay for physio, helping pay for race entries. So go over and see what they're doing, see if you can help, see if you can donate. And finally, Reaction Collective, who are an incredible group of people who fix kit, who can recycle kit, and who generally have loads of information about how you can be a bit more of a sustainable runner. We will see you next week.